easy, the old folks. It goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room robot safe. Ripple FM.
Welcome to this week's Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Welcome to Grease Paint and Stage Lights with me, Mark Bilsby.
And me, Julia Roofy.
There's no Alistair this week because it's show week, isn't it?
It is, yes. He's got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory this week, hasn't he?
He has. So we thought we'd do two at 22 from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's the least we can
a
do.
A little tribute to Alistair.
Do stick around. We've got the usual things, which are...
We've got the Lyrical Challenge. And this week it comes from a show that I think quite a few people may know, but whether they'll know this song, I'm not sure. And then we've got our 2 at 22 from Charlie, but I'm not going to tell you what they are yet.
See, you've got it all falls on you now because Alistair's not here. So stick around, we've got some great music as well.
I don't know how to love him, what to do, how to move him. I've been changed, yes, really changed. In these past seem like someone else.
It's time for this week's Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Before we give you this week's Lyrical Challenge, I don't know how to love him. not from me personally, but that was from Jesus Christ Superstar. Okay, Lyrical Challenge, please, Mrs. R.
Right, here we go. If I can't make three daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
You made that sound like Shakespeare. Go again.
If I can't make three daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
If you know what it is, it's musicals at beatinternet.com. You've got to get in before the end of the hour.
Ruffin tried to steal his way back in, but I didn't have my shoes on backwards. The Temptations were being featured on prime television for the first time, making history as Motown's number one group.
I'm gonna do all the things Kiroka wants a man to do. Baby, I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby. And every minute, every hour, I'm gonna show you with the love and affection that God is coming in your direction. And I'm gonna make you love me.
Share the spotlight with us.
Looky here, my love is strong. You see, I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
And I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Get in touch. Visit our website, greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk.
A letter from Maria Dmitrievna asking you to come and visit her on a matter of great importance related to Andrei Bolkonsky and his betrothed. What can they want with me?
Pierre, old friend, I'm sorry it's late. I'm sorry I haven't seen you about. Where have you been? Where have you been?
I have been studying.
Pierre, old friend, we need your help. Pierre, old friend, the family name. We need your help. We need your help. There's ruin at the door.
Maria.
Natasha has let down the family.
What?
Natasha has broken with Andre.
What?
Natasha has tried to kill her.
What?
Natasha, and now it's all wrong again.
What?
We need your help. We need your help. There's a ruin at the door.
Natasha, that charming girl, I can't believe my ears.
So I am not the only man chained to a bad woman. And Anatole, that stupid child, they'll lock him up for years. For Anatole is a married man.
Married? He's married?
Yes.
Oh, wait till I tell her.
Poor Andre.
And when Andre comes home, he will challenge Anatole to a duel and get himself killed. Go see your brother-in-law and tell him that he must leave Moscow and not dare to let me set my eyes on him again!
At once.
Great comment of 1812.
That's very odd.
I don't know whether that song was happening after the comet had landed or before. But that was a call to Pierre.
Yeah.
I suppose we can feature some more of that, see what else we like from it.
I think we need to listen to the whole thing and see what we think. I've not heard that before at all.
No, well, there we are. If you have, let us know. It's musicals@btinternet.com. Now, obviously, next month's Christmas month.
Yep.
And we'd like to know if you've got a suggestion for our Christmas programme. We just need a Christmas song from a musical. Simple as that.
Yeah, simple as that.
So if you want to send them through, again, musicals@btinternet.com. Now, you've been out on the road. You went to see A Little Piece of Me.
I went to see, it was billed as a concert at Drury Lane. In fact, when we got there, it wasn't a concert. It was fully staged with dancers and everything. And there was a set, there was lighting, it was all. It was a tryout.
Right.
And I really don't think Drury Lane is the place to do a tryout. The theatre's huge. The stage is huge. And even allowing for the fact that there were musicians either side, so the acting area was brought in and the set was right at the front, so three quarters of the stage was behind it, the theatre still felt too big for it.
Wow. Was it one night?
It's two nights. It was two nights. And... yes, it's been written by I can't think of her name now, but she's a bit of an influencer. She's had a lot of tracks on, YouTube and.
They had Misha Paris in as well.
Misha Paris played the mother. In fact, actually, the idea of it is quite good because it basically goes back in time to show how your ancestors affect how you are today. So Misha Paris played mum, and then she played her mother and her grandmother, and the daughter played mother and grandmother.
Oh, wow.
So they went back to two lots of time, which was a very good idea, but it was definitely a work in progress.
Okay.
A couple of the songs were very good, but not all of them were. And even though there was a dramaturge on, was certainly listed in the programme, the dialogue was a little bit, it needed a bit of work to move the plot along quicker.
Got you. Okay. Well, it's on their website, isn't it?
It is, yep.
And
the review's
you gave
there.
It two stars
because
it's in progress.
I did give it two stars, yeah, because it's definitely not a finished article.
If you've seen it, let us know if you agree or disagree. But look at the website first. It's greasepaintandstagelights.co.uk and then find the reviews page.
Don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Life's candy and the sun's a ball of butter. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. Don't tell me not to fly, I simply got to. If someone takes a spill, it's me and not you. Who told you you're allowed to rain on my parade? I'll march my band out, I'll beat my drum. And if I'm found out, your turn at bat, sir. At least I didn't fake it, hat, sir. I guess I didn't make it, but whether I'm the rose of sheer perfection or freckle on the nose of life's complexion, the cinder or the shiny apple of its eye, I gotta fly once, I gotta try once, only can die once bright, sir. Ooh, life is juicy, juicy, and you'll see I gotta have my bite, sir. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march, my heart's a drummer. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade. I'm gonna live and live now. Get what I want, I know naked hats are. I guess it didn't make it. Get ready for me, love, cause I'm a comer. I simply gotta march my heart's a drummer. Nobody, no, nobody is gonna rain on my parade.
Now it's time to ask the experts on grease paint and stage lights.
Oh dear, I'm now worried. We've just had Don't Rain on My Parade from Funny Girl, and I'm really worried because I'm the only expert in the room.
And I wonder if it's going to rain on your parade.
I think it probably is.
Okay, three questions for you. Question number one. In the Addams Family, what is the name of Wednesday's love interest parents?
Ah, it's names, isn't it? Yeah. I might get this if I think about it for a bit.
Okay.
Because right, I have then seen the Addams Family quite recently, so I might get this on a second go.
So you're going to breathe in deeply and blow away those cobwebs.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Question two. In Company, which of Bobby's friends are about to get married today, but she expresses cold feet?
Not more names.
It's all names.
It's the ones that sing. Pardon me, is everybody here? Because everybody's here. I can't remember.
Okay,
I might get that. Actually, I might get that.
Yeah. Like Alistair gets them most weeks when he asks his little friend. Okay, name the two only characters in the last 5 years.
Oh, good grief! More names. I don't think I'm not sure I am going to get that.
But you might do.
But I might do.
That's it.
I've seen the last 5 years, not that long ago.
Well, if you can help, Julia, it's musicals@btinternet.com.
Help.
How do you become the person you've forgotten you ever were?
Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and imagine another time, another world. You were born in a palace by the sea.
A palace by the sea.
Could it be?
Yes, it's so. You rode horseback when you were only three.
Horseback riding, me.
Horse's name?
Romeo. You threw tantrums and terrorized the cook. Ah, how the palace shook.
Charming child.
Wrote the book, but you'd behave when your father gave that look.
Imagine how it was, your long forgotten past. We've lots and lots to teach you, and the time is going fast.
Let's see you walk, head up, regal bearing. Now, shoulders back and stand up tall, and do not walk, but try to float.
I feel a little foolish. Am I floating?
Like a sinking boat.
You give a bow.
What happens now?
Your hand receives a kiss. Most of all, remember this. If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it.
Something in you knows it. There's nothing to it.
Follow in my footsteps, shoe by shoe. You can learn to do it too.
Now elbows in and sit up straight, and do not slurp the stroganoff.
I never cared for stroganoff.
She said that like a Romanov.
The samovar!
The caviar!
Dessert, and then goodnight.
Not until you get this right.
If I can learn to do it, you can learn to do it. Pull yourself together,
and you'll pull through it.
Tell yourself it's easy,
and it's true. You can learn to do it too.
Who is your great-grandmother?
Queen Victoria.
Great-great-grandmother?
Princess Victoria of Saxe-Coburg-Saalfeld.
Your best friend is?
My little brother Alexei.
Wrong! Your best friend!
I know who my best friend is!
What a temper.
I don't like being contradicted.
That makes two of us!
Continuing on!
I've had it, and I hate you both! I'm sorry that we ever met. I'm hungry, I'm frightened, and I'm only human! Don't forget, I don't remember anything! Get out and let me be!
Anya, darling, look at me. We're all frightened, well, slightly, now and then. Shall we start again? Take a breath, count to ten. You have courage and strength you barely know. So blow that little nose and dry those pretty eyes. A princess like your majesty can do this if she tries. Ready,
set,
go!
Now, here's your
your great aunt Olga. How she frolicked on the Volga.
Oh.
Your distant cousin Vanya loved his vodka. Got it, Anya?
No.
The Duke of Oldenburg was short. Luisa of Baden
had a
wart.
Count Sergei
wore a feathered
hat.
I hear he's gotten very fat.
And I recall his yellow cat.
I don't believe we told her that.
If you can learn to do it,
I can learn to do it.
He can learn to do it.
Yourself it easy,
and it's true. You can learn to do it.
Nothing to it.
You can learn to do it.
The caviar, the stroganoff, the samovar, the feathered hat, the cousin drank, the duke was short, and here a wart, and there a cat. The horse's name was Romeo, so tell me something new.
Ha!
Oh!
You can learn to
get in touch. Text 07857 982 459.
And then one day, a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words, Nick and I do a quick head arrangement, then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded.
And Stage Lights brings all the best show tunes like this one.
Be happy, be happy. Close your eyes and just be happy. Feel it rising every morning like the sun. Feel the lightness, feel the laughter. The rest will follow after. It's easy to be happy when you know how it's done.
I didn't mean anything by it.
No one means anything by it. It doesn't mean anything. It's a heartbeat deep inside you. It's a friend that walks beside you. Or it shines above to guide you like a star. Right? It's a price to keep your eyes on. And it's just on the horizon. But you'll get there. You can get there if you know who you are. So you move to the city that the songs are about. Get a job selling coffee while you figure it out. And you wake every morning thinking, what am I gonna be? Be happy, that's the answer. Be the center of attention. Be the person people mention to their friends. Be a waiter, be a dancer, be the life of every party. Then go home and don't be lonely when it ends.
if you're happy, I'm happy. That's what Grandma used to tell me. And so I'd tell her I was happy and she'd smile. And since I can remember, I've been happy, happy, happy. I even think I meant it for a while.
What's wrong with wanting to be happy?
You're the expert. You tell me. Can you go there on vacation, like a secret destination? Do you feel the change when happiness is near? Is it round you or behind you? Do you find it? Does it find you? Is it somewhere you can get to in a day or in a year? So you turn 19 and you turn 21 and you fall for somebody that you shouldn't have done, and the thing you were running towards starts to run away. Be happy, you can make it. Reach your fingers out and take a perfect photograph of everything you do. Move towards it, turn to face it, spread your wings and just embrace it. The only thing that's stopping you is you. And the world keeps spinning, but you stay where you are. And you turn 23 all on your own in a bar. And your smile starts fading. And you turn 25 and you start doing everything to keep it alive. Give up smoking, take up yoga, learn a language, get a boyfriend, go to Europe, drop a dress size, look insane in a bikini, cut out dairy, buy a blender, stay connected, change the future, be yourself, but be a version of yourself. Who knows the secret to just do it? You're worth it. Impossible is nothing, open happiness and taste it, let it in. Be happy, change the ending, just don't waste your life pretending to be happy when it's easy and it's all that Grandma wanted. Just be happy, and eventually your life will just begin.
Be happy. Two strangers carry a cake across New York. Sam Tutty and someone else who was in another show.
Yeah, yeah. Dujana Gift.
Mm.
She was played the daughter in the
A Little Piece of Me.
A Little Piece of Me, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, she was excellent, actually. She was. She was Misha Paris's daughter.
And where, before that, we had Sherry from the Jersey Boys and Learn to Do It from Anastasia. Another show you went to see.
Oh.
Or a production, shall I say. Because it's not musical, is it? Is it?
Well, it's got music in it because Obviously it's got We'll Meet Again. This is Dr. Strangelove we're talking about.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's got We'll Meet Again in it. It's got a couple of other songs in it. Nothing written for it, obviously. Yeah. It follows the film pretty closely, which I was surprised about in a way because I couldn't see how they'd do it, but they've done it brilliantly. The cast are great. The only woman in the cast is the one who plays Vera Lynn at the end.
All right.
It was just superb. It really was. And, oh, my goodness.
Steve Coogan.
He plays four parts.
Wow.
All the way through he plays four parts. So he spends half his time changing his costume and his wig because it's not just a case of changing your top because he's in uniform. It's just brilliant. And every one is a wig change. One of them's his own hair slicked back. All the others are wig changes.
Wow.
And not just that. All the characters he plays are completely different. Different accent, different physicality. He is an absolutely ace actor, I tell you. He's brilliant.
Because it's very difficult to flick from one character to another.
Yeah.
And I've seen some of the production photographs. I mean, the set looked really good.
The set is, yes, I mean, it's just these two things that come together to make the table. And there's there's this fantastic back projection for the bomber.
Mm, I saw that.
Oh, it's brilliant. It really is. But it's not actually as complicated as it kind of looks,
but it
in
looks
a way.
Good. It does look good.
It's superb. Absolutely superb. But for goodness sake, go and see Steve Coogan if you can, because he's an acting lesson.
And you gave 5 stars?
Oh, I'd have given 10 if I could.
Wow, okay.
He was, for him alone, he was so brilliant. That's not to say everybody else wasn't as
no,
well,
of course.
But, you know,
yeah, four parts.
I mean, oh.
So if you want to go and find out more information, visit our website. Look at the reviews page. It's GreeksPayInStageLights.co.uk. Julie's very excited. I just hope she can get the tax books questions next.
Paint and Stage Lights, playing all the great songs from the best musicals.
Welcome to Transylvania. We're very happy that you're here.
So glad you're here.
Oh, welcome to Transylvania. We greet you with a mighty cheer.
Kalushnik!
We're considered both a death and a tourist trap.
Thanks to all the Frankensteins, you put us on the map.
So
welcome to Transylvania.
Though vampires suck your blood at night, and werewolves prowl in the pale moonlight,
and zombies have a tendency to roam, it's the place,
oh, it's the place,
the place we humbly call.
Home.
Transylvania.
Oh, that was Welcome to Transylvania from Young Frankenstein. And before that, we heard Benjamin Calypso. Now, we're about to hear You'll Never Walk Alone. And after that, we're going to do our 2 at 22.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown.
up, Billy.
Huh?
Get up.
Who are you?
Gotta get going.
Going? Where?
Never mind where. Important thing is you can't stay here.
Julie? Julie!
She can't hear you.
Who decided that?
You did. When you killed yourself.
I see. So it's all over.
It isn't as simple as that. As long as there is one person who remembers you, it isn't over.
What are you gonna do to me?
I'm not gonna do anything. I just came to fetch you. Take you up to the judge.
Judge? Am I going before the Lord God himself?
What have you ever done that you should go before him?
Oh, that's it, huh? Yeah, that's just like Jigger said. There ain't no Supreme Court for us little people. Just police magistrates. I tell you, if they treat me up there like they did down here on Earth, I'm gonna do something about it. I'm dead now. I ain't got nothing to lose. I'm gonna stand up for my rights. You understand me? I'm gonna go straight to the top!
Whoa, that is really spooky, isn't it?
It's like the angel bit, isn't that?
Yes, it is.
The heavenly friend.
Yeah, the heavenly friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Okay, so here we are. We've arrived at 2:22. So today we've got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and that's for, not that he'll be able to hear it, that's for Alistair. And we're going to hear A Little Me, followed by something everybody will know, Pure Imagination.
Now it's time for this week's 2:22. Two songs from one show on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Goodness me, is that the time?
You better get ready.
For what?
Your new job.
What job?
You are the new Willy Wonka, of course.
I always had a hunch it might be you.
Let's see how you measure up.
But I don't know the first thing about how a factory works.
Perfect. You're absolutely perfect.
And I don't have a clue of what a chocolatier must do.
Well, Charlie Bucket, if you did, then you wouldn't be a kid. It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are. It's what you do not own that sets you free. It's the lessons still unlearned. It's the corners not yet turned that make you, you, and a little me.
Hat. Hat.
Cane.
Cane.
And last but not least, the Wonka stirring spoon.
But I don't know the recipes of how much this and that.
Delumptious. That makes you just delumptious.
And I've not seen a single fact of how a chocolatier must act.
Well, the things you haven't seen make you a fresh green bean.
It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are. You have to dig a hole to plant a tree. It's the books you've yet to read. It's the dough you've yet to knead that makes you, you, and a little me. A sculptor wants no hardened clay. He wants his mud to bend and sway. And that is what a child can do. But not just any careless child who fat or spoiled or crass or wild. So aren't you glad upon review that Charlie Bucket, I chose you?
Oh, yes, it's quite an honour, but I'm still a bit at sea.
Ahoy then.
You're just my boy then.
Dreamed this day could ever start and end this way.
It's the dreams you've yet to dream that will whip your whipping cream.
It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are.
And that's what makes you just my cup of tea. It's your percolating mind. It's your ears still wet behind that make you, you, and a little me.
The factory's yours, yes, that's your prize. We've got a boss who's just our size.
And what a treat to watch you rise.
A chocolate comet in a sandwich box of sweets you'll soon invent.
And any journey worth a schlep must begin with one small step.
Yes! It's all the things you aren't that make you what you are. You'll lead the way to things you've yet to see. It's the schemes you get to bake. It's the leap you get to take that makes you, you.
Ah, Wonka, through and through!
That makes you, you. And in the middle of a riddle where a kid'll be a little. Yes, we agree.
You're in the middle of this week's 2:22.
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. Welcome aboard my great glass elevator.
Wow!
Push that button.
The one marked don't push?
That's the one.
Something crazy's going to happen now, isn't it?
How did you guess? We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What you'll see will defy explanation.
Where are we going?
Up, up, up. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. Time to open your eyes and take a look around. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living here, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. Look, Charlie. Down there, my factory, do you see?
Yes, Mr. Wonka.
I love my chocolate factory, Charlie. I love it more than anything else in the world.
So do I, Mr. Wonka. So do I.
Well, I'm very glad you said that. I'm very glad indeed. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because my chocolate factory is your special prize.
But, Mr. Wonka, why would you want to give away your factory?
Oh, I'm an old man, Charlie. I'm a lot older than you think. I can't keep running my factory forever. I've got to give it to someone new. And that someone, Charlie, is you. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to, do it. Want to change the world? There's nothing to it. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
That was this week's 2 at 22 on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
Okay, it's now time to ask the expert one more time, see if you get them next time. Question number one was, in the Addams Family, what was the full name of Wednesday's love interest parents?
It was Alice and Mel, or Mal.
Mal.
Beniki, something like that.
That was it. Spot on. Question two. In Company, which of Bobby's friends are about to get married today, but she expresses cold feet?
So I'm just going through the words.
Go on in.
It's Amy and, I'll get it in a second.
Go on in, Amy and.
Remember Paul. I'm going to marry.
Amy,
that's it,
and
Paul.
Good. Question three. Name the only two characters in the last 5 years.
Jamie. And Kathy?
Spot on, well done.
Going to go.
8 o'clock,
twilight.
How enthralling.
It's 9 o'clock,
twilight.
Slowly crawling towards.
10 o'clock,
twilight.
Quick is calling the vespers ring. The nightingale's waiting to sing. The rest of us wait on a string.
Perpetual sunset is rather an unsettling thing.
To lose a lover or even a husband or two during the course of one's life can be vexing, but to lose one's teeth is a catastrophe. Bear that in mind, child, as you chomp so recklessly into that ginger snap.
Very well, Grandmother.
More champagne, Fred. One bottle the less of the Mum's 87 will not, I hope, diminish the hilarity at my wake.
The sun won't set. It's fruitless to hope or to fret. It's dark as it's going to get. The hands on the clock turn, but don't sing a nocturne just yet.
They're coming.
Nonsense.
But they are.
Impossible. No guest with the slightest grasp of what is seemly would arrive before 5:15 on a Friday afternoon. Good God, you're right. Fred, we cannot be caught squatting on the ground like bohemians.
Grease paint and stage lights.
You wouldn't think in this age of social security and unemployment insurance that people can get lost, but it's true, they still do, they can still get lost. It's true, right under your eyes, all around the city, right under your eyes, all around the city. You wouldn't think in this age of psychoanalysis and modern housing developments that people can get lost, but it's true, they still do, they can still get lost. It's true, right under your eyes, all around the city, right under your eyes, all around the city.
While you busy bees are busy, busy buzzing in your hives, we are busy, busy leading our peculiar lives. We have no steady home address, no doorbell and no doormat. We live from day to day by our own ingenious format. You can't tell us from the solid folk, we look so neat and right. We take no handouts, all we need is enough to eat and a place to sleep at night. Subways are for sleeping, and so are so many other places, lofts and cellars and fire escapes, car lots, museums and excavations. When the night comes creeping, find an empty baggage car. For if you know your way around, over head and underground, from the Jersey to the Long Island Sound, you can sleep wherever you are. Sleep wherever you are.
The Lyrical Challenge on Grease Paint and Stage Lights.
So we've come to the end of the programme. Another week has passed us by. God, it goes so quick.
I know, it does, doesn't it?
And we're creeping up through November, soon be to December. So if you've got an idea for the programme, for a Christmas song we can play from a musical, send them through to musicals@btinternet.com. I'm Mark Bilsby.
And I'm Julia Roofy.
And the answer to this week's Lyrical Challenge is...
It was Coffee Break, from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Coffee Break!
There's no coffee.
No coffee?
No coffee.
No coffee!
If I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can't take my coffee break, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
If I can't make 3 daily trips where shining shrine benignly drips and taste cardboard between my lips, something within me dies.
Lies down and something within me dies.
No coffee.
No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee. No coffee.
No coffee. That office light doesn't have to be fluorescent. I'll get no pains in the head. That office chair doesn't have to be foam rubber. So if I spread, so I spread. But only one chemical substance gets out the lead.
Like she said, if I can't take my coffee break, my coffee break, my coffee break. If I can't take my coffee break,
sense of enterprise
all gone and something within me dies.
Best to check all songs to make sure they are profanity free, but should we miss one, then please accept our deepest apologies. No one involved in Grease Paint and Stage Lights is out to offend or knowingly play these songs. Thank you.